From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Gunmen attack Baghdad Cafe. At least 12 people were killed and 15 others wounded after gunmen attacked a popular cafe in a town north of Baghdad, according to Iraqi officials. The officials said three gunmen attacked the coffee shop in the mainly Shiite town of Balad, shooting into the crowd shortly after midnight Thursday. Once police arrived at the scene, two of the hijackers detonated suicide vests. The town, about 80 kilometers north of Baghdad, is under heavy security. This attack follows a two-day wave of bombings in the capital that have left at least 80 people dead. The militant Islamic group Hezbollah says its top military commander, Mostafa Badreddin, has been killed in Syria. The Lebanese-based group issued a statement on Friday on a Beirut television channel saying the 55-year-old Badreddin was killed in an Israeli airstrike. Israel did not immediately confirm the strike. Brazil's suspended president Dilma Rousseff is vowing to fight back after the Senate voted 55-22 for an impeachment trial for alleged corruption and to temporarily remove her from power. Flanked by weeping cabinet members, Ms. Rousseff used what may be her last presidential palace speech to again insist she did nothing wrong and assert her belief that the impeachment is a coup attempt. She said, "I have already suffered the invisible pain of torture, the distressful pain of illness, and now I suffer once again the equally unspeakable pain of justice. What hurts the most in this moment is injustice. What hurts the most is realizing that I am the victim of a political and judicial farce, but I will not fade." The 68-year-old leftist waved at least a temporary goodbye to her supporters and retreated back into the palace where she will be allowed to live while the trial is underway. This is VOA News. A Turkish military statement said 8 Turkish soldiers and 6 members of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, also known as the PKK, were killed on Friday in clashes in the largely Kurdish region of southeast Turkey. 6 soldiers were killed and 8 were wounded when clashes broke out with rebels in Hakkari province on Friday. With more on the situation in Turkey, here's Dorian Jones reporting from Istanbul.
In the past few weeks, the Turkish military has been amassing armor and soldiers along its Syrian border, where Islamic State has been firing missiles into the Turkish town of Kilis. In response, President Erdogan has said that his armed forces are ready to clear the frontier on the Syrian side of the border. But Kadri Gusel, political columnist for Turkey's Cumhuriyet and Al Monitor website, says any intervention would not be aimed at Islamic State, also known as ISIS.
The priority of Erdogan's Turkey has never been ISIS, you know. It has been Syria Kurds, the priority target.
The PKK is fighting the Turkish state for greater minority rights. Dorian Jones, of VOA News, Istanbul.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Thursday's World Summit on Fighting Corruption allowed Britain and the United States to look at their own policies and their role as shelters for billions of dollars stolen by corrupt politicians in developing countries. The London summit shifted the focus to global corruption. It turned the spotlight away from African generals and corrupt dictators toward the rich countries whose banks and real estate brokers have been the benefactors of the stolen wealth of nations. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said tens of billions of dollars in stolen money, funds that could be used for education or building bridges in undeveloped lands, instead are hidden in banks in countries that include the U.S.
Corruption writ large is as much of an enemy because it destroys nation states as some of the extremists we're fighting or some of the other challenges that we have faced.
British Prime Minister David Cameron announced measures including a public register intended to force companies to name their real owners, a measure that British government officials claim will be the first of its kind. A solar-powered airplane on the latest leg of its around-the-world trip has landed in the south-central U.S. state of Oklahoma. The Solar Impulse 2 arrived safely Thursday night after taking off earlier in the day from the western U.S. state of Arizona. The Swiss pilot, sharing time navigating the historic trip, are using the flight to draw attention to the significance of solar power. Last month, the two pilots completed a 56-hour trip from Hawaii to California. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.